Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. Quick, a quiz. What has 600,000 legs and sore feet? I'm suspecting the more than 300,000 visitors attending the National Farm Machinery Show opening tomorrow, running through Saturday at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. A couple of days ago, I visited with the new president and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board, Clifford Rip Ripito. He hasn't taken in the show before, but he knows all about its reputation and impact.
You know, I haven't experienced the show yet in person. I have seen tons of photographs. I've seen videos. I've seen little YouTube clips. I'm excited about being able to see the exhibitors. We are sold out in our exhibit space. I was able to find that out yesterday. Corinne Fetter, our show manager, has expressed to me that we have as many exhibitors as we've ever had, and the quality is good.
He says the show is a reflection of the state's ag heritage and that its $21.5 million economic impact make it a prize for the Exposition Center.
We continue to try and bring something to this community and to this state that allows people to have a great experience, celebrate their heritage, and then want to come back time and time again. And the reason that's important is because it provides a continued economic impact not only to just this area but to the whole state. And it continues to celebrate those things that made us who we are here in the Commonwealth.
We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby. Only one Mammoth Cave. Only one birthplace of bluegrass music. And only one Kentucky. A place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
We're back here with a quick snapshot of Rip Ripito, new president and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board, here with a little on his own ag heritage.
I grew up in western Oklahoma in a rural community. I remember when we got the stoplight, and it was great. My first job I ever had was hoeing cotton out on the family farm when I was 12 years old, made a dime an hour. We raised registered Berkshire hogs. I went through the whole 4-H and FFA program.
He has a respect for agriculture and great expectations for the future of the Kentucky Exposition Center.
We are an economic engine for this community and for this state. We see our purpose as a way of enhancing and growing not only the trade show and convention industry, but to grow the agriculture industry and then continue to celebrate and enhance and understand that cultural heritage of the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
A brief visit with Clifford Rip Ripito. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.